Waka Kotahi is standing firm in the face of local opposition to a lower speed limit for the road between Napier and Taupo. It insists reducing the maximum speed on the highway from 100 kilometres an hour to 80 next month will make the road safer and has the backing of police and road safety experts. Local mayors have been encouraging residents to sign a petition to stop the change. Our Hawke's Bay reporter Tom Kitchen has more.
The Napier-Taupo Road got a bad name when it had 9 fatalities in less than a year, but there haven't been any deaths in the 15 months since then. Waka Kotahi wants it to stay that way, and it's lowering the speed limit to 80 from February the 18th. Some locals worry that it will be bad for the area's economy, residents and visitors, and their petition opposing the change has more than 4,000 signatures. Napier resident Tony Alexander is one of the leaders of this campaign.
My biggest concern is that it will actually make travelling times a lot longer for some vehicles. I believe it will increase the frustration of people who who can drive faster, not necessarily need to go faster, but can drive faster.
Hastings Mayor Sandra Hazelhurst has a similar view. She and the other Hawke's Bay mayors have written to Waka Kotahi's chairman, asking him to stop the change.
We know that the road needs to be travelled at 80k's in various hotspots and various dangerous areas, but a blanket approach isn't the answer for the community. And, you know, the nervousness around concerns of people being frustrated, we need slower vehicle bays, we need different engineering solutions rather than a blanket speed limit reduction.
Doug Wilson, an associate professor in transport engineering at Auckland University, disagrees.
It comes down to what are we winning as a country and a society to value. So additional 5 minutes of travel time on that compared to potentially a social cost of people being killed and seriously injured.
Dr. Wilson says according to Google Maps, the road's current average speed for cars is about 75 kilometres an hour, so the lower limit will not make a lot of difference for most drivers. Waka Kotahi's Director of Regional Relationships for the Central North Island, Linda Stewart, says it will not reconsider its decision.
It's really, really important that we have safe and appropriate speeds for the types of roads that we're travelling on, but importantly, that we create together a safe system that ensures that everyone that travels on that road gets home safely and in one piece to their friends and family.
Linda Stewart and local MPs will meet those who are complaining about the new speed limit in a private meeting tomorrow. Police say they support the change, and the Minister of Transport, Michael Wood, also backs it. Under the Land Transport Act, ministers and MPs don't decide speed limits, but Minister Wood says he supports hard decisions if they save lives.